clearly today, the prayer and the readings are all about conversion. The text we have in our prayer, we ask God to bring us back, which is, as I pointed out before, that's the usual word in Hebrew for conversion, shuv, to come back, or tshuva is repentance. There are many facets to this, to the realities that the Word of God opens up for us today. First, is all this notion, which is here at the beginning of the prophecy of Jeremiah, and is in the gospel. Cursed the man who trusts in human beings, who seeks his strength in flesh. And then there's a scripture, just like Psalm 1, it's a barren bush in the desert and so forth. But blessed, you see, the one who trusts in the Lord. So the basic two ways, which is foundational, as you know, in all biblical spirituality. Folks, we got two ways. We're either going to go with God or we're going to go without Him. And whatever way we choose is the way we'll be forever. So think about it. Well, anybody who starts to think about it is going to pray pretty hard. Don't let my heart go the other way. And I am dumb enough and stupid enough and wicked enough to do it. So don't let my heart go that way. Interestingly enough, out of nowhere, a whole other theme. It ends that part of the passage there, you know. And then we're talking about the just man, you know, who's like a tree. His leaves are green. He's bearing fruit. Never mind the drought, no problem, because he's planted by water. And then all of a sudden, more tortuous than all else is the human heart. Beyond remedy. Who can understand it? Now we're looking at motivation. I, the Lord alone, probe the mind and test the heart. To reward everyone according to his ways, according to the merit of his deeds. So, we're saying, you know, you can't tell the players without a program. And I'm the only one with the program. You don't know the human heart. This is why we pray for self-knowledge, isn't it? You see, introspection is a work of the flesh. And it only goes to some emotions. Self-knowledge is a work of the spirit, and it goes to the depth of the heart, out of which can come then real repentance. Because the Holy Spirit would not bring us to those depths and then just leave us there. He would never do that. That is a grace of conversion. Then we have Psalm 1, which is again, as I say, this is where you have this two ways. Blessed is the man, who doesn't follow the counsel of the wicked, or walk in the way of sinners, or sit in the way of mockers, but delights in the law of the Lord. Then we have the gospel. I imagine people would walk by the rich man's house and say, I wonder what Lazarus has done that he's in this bad shape. And the other guy, he's doing fine, you know. More torturous than anything is the human heart, and who knows it? And so the fellow would, he'd like to eat from the scraps that fall from the table. That phrase comes one other time, you remember? The Canaanite woman. There it's Jew and Gentile. Here it's well off, very badly off. So Lazarus dies, carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man dies and is buried. And then our Lord sort of opens up this scene. Huh? Now, all of this is given, I don't have to go through the scene, you just heard it. This should lead us all to real prayer for repentance, real prayer for self-knowledge. What is my real agenda? And it's a great gift. And when we begin to experience in our heart that movement of the Holy Spirit by which we're telling God we love Him, that we want to be with Him, that we repent for our sins, what a relief, huh? Because we know then that the Holy Spirit is there. What a relief. If I keep telling God, I love you, I'm so good, man, I keep all the laws, I'm doing what I can, but if I know the Holy Spirit is praying that, what a relief. And what a sense of mercy. How do I get to tell the players without a program? I repent for my sins. I don't have to go on a search and destroy mission. I just have to repent for what I see. And the Lord will bring me to greater depths. Because you can always tell when it's the Holy Spirit. When I'm convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit, I mean, I'm not happy. But there's a sense of freedom. Oh, and I can get rid of it. When it's me, you know, it's just another mood. Or I'm seeing what bad shape I'm in, which doesn't take great intelligence. But more torturous, I still got an agenda. This is a funny example, but every Ash Wednesday, all Rome turns out. And there's processions, the station churches, you know, and the processions, and everybody's beating their breast and going along, you know, and then next day, you never see them again. They're all hoping that one shot like that will do the trick. Well, I hope for them it does. But to have a life that means something to God as well as to us and to the church, we have to return shuv every day and ask the Lord for the gift of repentance. It's a gift. When we have that gift, you see, that we know, we can see how badly we need this. But as we do, we experience freedom. And so on this Thursday of the second week, the church brings us to this place. The two ways, they call it, you know. One, you got one way or the other. And your own heart is very tortuous. But the Lord loves you so much that He will take you out of that place once you really see it in His light. There was a holy monk on Mount Athos. And he, for a long time, a couple of years, he had great interior suffering. And the Lord gave him this song in his exile. Keep your mind in hell and despair not. Pretty good, huh? I mean, get the situation as it really is, but don't fret. The blood of my Son covers it. Don't you try to cover it.